Do you remember the grand opening of the Thorndike Theatre in 1969?
Oh, I remember it, yes. Well, I organised it. Approaching Princess Margaret wasn't too difficult through our chairman, who had connections with the palace, and she was very pro-theatre. She loved the theatre. We convinced her it was a good theatre and it was going to be right and it was going to have all these extra things like the art exhibitions and the studio theatre, etc., etc. So she agreed to come and open it on the first night, which she did with her husband of that time, Lord Snowdon. She was the sort of person who was sometimes very happy and sometimes very difficult. Luckily, we were on a day when she was very happy and she enjoyed the whole evening. In fact, when the curtain came down on the play, there's rather attractive young men in it, and she said when the curtain came down, she met them all, "Now we'll have a party," she said firmly. And we hadn't got anything organised, but I managed to get various people rushing around with sandwiches and things. And her secretary said to me, "That means she's really enjoyed it, because if she hasn't, she'll just get in the car and go home." But she said, "We want a party, they have a party." So that was quite extraordinary for it to happen out of the blue. And none of us got home till well after midnight. But the Thorndike Theatre was launched very happily and was very successful.